to your way, I'll say yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Good afternoon, family, and thank you for joining me for another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall, and I am excited to get started with today's broadcast. If you were with me last week, I played an excerpt from a series that I did in 2017 entitled God in a Box. Before we get started, let's have a moment of prayer, acknowledging our Father, our brother Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the fullness of who you are, the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We thank you for continuing to teach us your ways, your thoughts, your nature, that you are love and you are unconditional love, that you are good and you're always good, that your love for us is perfect. And when we dwell in that place of perfect love, when we live in that place of perfect love, it drives out every fear that we may have living in this world, being challenged by trials and temptations. But we thank you that you are with us. that your promise is that you will never leave us and never forsake us, that your love never fails, that we can rest in your goodness. We thank you for what you will teach us today, Holy Spirit, as we grow together in love. We praise your name, Lord. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. And as I was saying before the prayer, that last week I felt led to just play a segment of from a teaching series, God in the Box, and that was from a podcast series from 2017. And I just want to reiterate something that I said leading up to playing that excerpt, was that a lot of times, doctrine and theology are being used against us in the sense that it restrains the identity of God. It restrains how he works in our life, because whatever we're unable to receive, we're also unable to experience. And our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus has done so much. In fact, the scriptures tell us that if we were to try and write all that he had done through his finished work, that the earth could not contain the volumes, that it is impossible, in other words, to put God in a box, because he is unrestrainable. And we don't restrain him from working other than in our own personal life, because we have cut off the reception in some way, either through not believing that God is as good as he is. And sometimes it's hard for us, especially dealing with a consciousness that is still using guilt and shame. And when God is good to us, sometimes it's hard for us to receive because we feel undeserving. But it's not about whether we deserve it or not. God is love. God is good. Every good and perfect gift comes from him. And we have to accept that God loves us that much. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are always working on our behalf. Amen. I want to jump into this light and darkness. And so this will be part two of light and darkness, which I shared part of it from week before last out of Matthew 6. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, in some versions of the Bibles, it'll say if your eye is not sound or if your eye is not single. So if your eye is bad or if your eye is not sound, if your eye is not single, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? What is darkness? Darkness is described as a lack of illumination, an absence of light, or it can even be a surface that absorbs light. Let's stop there. Absorbing light. That would be a circumstance where we are receiving the light of God's word, but we're only receiving it for ourselves. Matthew 5:14 through 16 describes this. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. But it's got to be set on a hill so that all can see. Verse 15 says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So there are good works that are already predestined for us to do, for us to walk in. These good works come from God, and they flow from Him and through us into the world. These good works are motivated by love. If it's not motivated by love, then it's just your personal agenda. Negative thoughts, which we all struggle with, we have a tendency, living in this world system, living under the darkness that's in this world system and how it's set up, not just it's everywhere. It's in our education. It's how our education is run. It's how our governments are run. It's how our economic system is run. It's in our culture. You know, it's even in our church. And we are being challenged to recognize the difference between light being present or darkness being present. And when we see darkness, not to be pulled into it and start to have these negative thoughts. Negative thoughts are without light. Negative thoughts are blinders. They have the inner, when you're in that negative space, you have an inability to see good. Even if good is present, you will not be able to see it. You won't be able to see something as an opportunity because of negative thoughts. Those negative thoughts can create that inner darkness that becomes blinding for us, causing us not to be able to see through the darkness that's in the world, because we know that there's darkness in the world. But we are the light. We are the light of the world. And in order to be the light of the world, you have to be able to see good. You have to be able to see good where it appears to only be bad. Even the way we look at people. No one is all bad. There is something that's there, even if it's just a seed, there is something that is there. In a lot of circumstances, based on a person's life, that seed of goodness has been choked and not been able to really grow and sprout in their lives because of negative thoughts, negative experiences, crushing out the light. The light, light is needed, is necessary. Light is necessary for that seed of goodness that's planted on the inside of us to grow, just like plants. That photosynthesis process. Amen? Light is a spiritual symbol of hope. So if we're not walking in the light, we will lose hope. If we're not walking in the light of God's love, we will lose hope. We will become pessimistic instead of optimistic. We'll look for evil as opposed to looking for good. Because our focus is on what's going wrong. But light serves as a symbol of life, happiness, and prosperity. And the wonderful thing is that because God is always with us, and we're never separated from Him, it doesn't matter what we're going through, whether we feel Him, see Him, experience Him, He is present. Let's read from Psalm 139, and this is one of David's Psalms. And I'm going to start in verse 11. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are alike, are both alike to thee. So if you're feeling today that you are surrounded by darkness, encourage yourself today that God is with you. And for Him, this darkness and the light, He can function and be who He is in the darkness as well as in the light. And the darkness may not necessarily be a circumstance. Maybe you're feeling so guilty and ashamed about some behavior that you are participating in. And that becomes a darkness for you. Well, God has not forsaken you in that darkness. He's there. He's there. Let's go up in Psalms 139, and let me begin to read in verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. So God knows you. Okay? He knows you. There's nothing that's hidden from Him. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. So it doesn't matter how buried this your thoughts are, or how much you hide. God knows. Verse 3, thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. He knows you and still loves you. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. So even before you speak it, thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. That's comforting to know. He's behind you, He's before you, and His hand is upon you. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. So it's hard for us, even David, as close as David was to God, a man after God's own heart is how he's described, that it's still so immense that it's hard for the human mind to grab a hold of that. We can only experience it. We experience things with God that are just unexplainable. Unexplainable. And I can attest to that because I have had some things and experiences with God that are unexplainable. There are no words for it. Let's go on. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? So there's nowhere that you can go from his spirit, from his presence. There's nowhere. It says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Isn't that wonderful? It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what stage you are in your growth in the Lord, in your ability to see. His hand will lead you. And his right hand will hold you, keep you safe, and protect you. There are things that are being taught in our doctrine, in our theology, that tells us that God is not that good. That's the deception from the very beginning. To deceive us into believing that God is not as good as he is. That God would knowingly withhold something good from us, something that we should have. The presence of Jesus in the earth, coming, looking like us, in the same appearance, he's referred to as the Son of Man as well as the Son of God. He was met with the same challenges, challenging his identity, then also challenging his ego and his pride, because within him, because he took on this human form, he took on the flesh of man, he was also challenged with having pride and having this ego, having his own personal agenda. He was challenged with that. But the wonderful thing is, as the second Adam, he recognized the deception. His confidence in who God is was unshakable. He knew him as perfect love. And he came down as a representative of our Father God and demonstrated in the earth and left the story behind. So that we would know that seeing him is seeing the Father. The life of Jesus, how he dealt with sinners, he did not question, what did you do to cause this sickness to befall you? People who the religious people would walk past and ignore. Jesus stopped and he saw those people. Because that is the God that we serve. Not a God of hate, but a God of love. And he is always love in every circumstance. So when you read the scriptures, read it from the perspective that God is love. And if there's anything that makes you, that you read, that makes you doubt that, put that off to the side and allow the Holy Spirit to bring illumination to a particular scripture, to a particular story within the scriptures. Because remember, our Bible, our physical Bible, has gone through translations. And even you can look at man's propensity toward doing his, having his own personal agenda. Even in our country, in the United States, where we have this Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and we start off with these lofty spiritual principles about all men are created equal. And yet we saw that there were men who were threatened by that whole concept of everybody being equal. And so adjustments were made to the original draft of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. There were things that were done and things that are still being done and reinterpreted based on someone's hidden agenda. But even in darkness, God is present. He is present. He is committed to us, even in our darkness. I'm going to stop right there for today. I've actually spoke longer than I expected to. Praise the Lord. Let me just pray. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence today in this broadcast, that even now, at this very moment, your spirit is flowing. You're healing our hearts and healing our minds. And we thank you. We thank you that everyone today, or whenever they listen to this broadcast, that they will hear your voice and they will receive this perfect love that you have for them. So I thank you and I praise you. And it's in Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose. Let me just make sure that, what is this? That's the fourth Friday. Let me just make sure that that is Friday Night Joy. We've been blessed with quite a few broadcasts. I just want to remind you, every Wednesday, Pastor Paul is teaching on the warrior within. So every Wednesday at 7 p.m., I think you will be blessed. And even just go back and review some of the teachings prior to that, that teaching, Finishing Strong, last year's, the end of the year teaching that he did And just be blessed by that. And also Abounding Grace, that's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. So let us see. Friday Night Joy. Yep. Friday Night Joy, fourth Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed. Thank you for joining me on this broadcast. Last week, I celebrated a birthday. I have been on this earth for 7 decades, praise the Lord. And I just thank God for just continuing to grow and to stay open and to learn and to receive and to grow in loving people and knowing that loving people is more important than judging them. And I am more at peace. I'm contented. And I know that it is the work that he began in me, and that he has definitely been faithful in completing it. So thank you. I'll see you guys. Well, I'll be communing with you guys next week, next Thursday. I think that I actually want to talk about transformation, metamorphosis. I really had a really good moment with the Holy Spirit when my daughter and I were talking about the caterpillar and the butterfly. But anyway, I'll save that for next week. So God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day, rest of the week. And until next week, love you. God bless you. Bye.